Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going deep, into a story.
Oh, yeah.
That's full of intrigue and betrayal, and we've even got some battlefield drama.
Yeah.
It's the reign and the death of King Ahab from the Book of First Kings, and we're going to be using excerpts from a lecture series by Dr. John Oswalt to kind of guide us through this. So get ready for some really fascinating insights, I think, into how the Bible portrays even its most flawed characters.
It's interesting how these stories are structured. You might not realize it, but the two books of Kings were originally one book.
Oh, wow.
And the story of Ahaziah, Ahab's successor.
Right.
It actually starts in the first book and concludes in the second.
Huh. So it's like a two-part miniseries,
It is.
But before we get to Ahaziah, let's focus on Ahab's dramatic exit.
Okay.
He receives this prophecy about his death, and it really shakes him up.
Mm.
So what does he do? He tries to outsmart fate by disguising himself on the battlefield. While Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, wears his royal robes.
Okay.
It almost sounds comical, doesn't it?
It does have a touch of irony to it.
Yeah.
You'd think the Syrians, who were specifically targeting Ahab, would see through the disguise, right?
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah.
But they don't. They end up attacking Jehoshaphat thinking he's Ahab.
Wow.
And then, amidst all the chaos, this random arrow fired with no specific target, it strikes Ahab.
Oh, wow.
Through a gap in his armor.
Oh, my.
It's like almost something out of a Greek tragedy where fate has the final say.
This idea of seemingly random events
being
guided by a higher power, that's called divine providence.
Mm.
And it's a concept that pops up frequently in the Bible.
Right.
What's fascinating here is that Ahab's attempt to avoid his fate.
Right.
Actually seems to lead him directly into it.
Wow.
It makes you question whether we can ever truly escape our destiny.
It really does. And this is where it gets really intriguing for me. We often think of Ahab as a villain, right?
Right.
But his reaction to being fatally wounded, I think, adds another layer to his character.
No.
Knowing he's dying, he chooses to stay on the battlefield.
Wow.
Propped up in his chariot to inspire his troops. Mm-hmm. It's an act of incredible courage and leadership, I think.
Absolutely. It challenges our perceptions of Ahab.
Yeah.
This isn't just a wicked king meeting a deserved end.
Right.
There's a complexity to his character.
Yeah.
A strength that persists even in the face of death.
Right.
It reminds us that even the most flawed individuals are capable of moments of greatness.
Yeah.
And the Bible doesn't shy away from portraying those complexities even in its antagonists.
Right. Now, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about Jehoshaphat.
Okay.
Ahab's contemporary in Judah.
Okay.
He's generally considered a good king.
Right.
But Dr. Oswalt points out some inconsistencies in his reign.
Okay.
It's like he's trying to walk this tightrope between righteousness and compromise.
Hmm.
What do you make of that?
Well, there's this verse that compares Jehoshaphat to his father, Asa.
Okay.
Who in turn was compared to the legendary King David.
Right.
Dr. Oswalt uses this brilliant analogy of a bookshelf to illustrate this lineage.
Okay.
Imagine each shelf being slightly misaligned.
Okay.
From the one above it.
Hmm.
It illustrates how straying from the original standard, even just a little, can create significant deviations over time.
Wow.
Jehoshaphat, despite his good intentions.
Yeah.
Might have been comparing himself to a slightly flawed model, leading him further from the ideal.
Yeah, that bookshelf analogy is a great way to visualize it.
It is.
It makes you wonder, who are we comparing ourselves to?
Yeah.
And are those comparisons leading us closer to or further from our own goals and values?
Wow.
It's a thought-provoking question for all of us, wouldn't you say?
It certainly is.
Yeah.
We need to be mindful of the standards we set for ourselves.
Yeah.
And where those standards originate.
Uh-huh.
Are they rooted in something solid and true? Or are they based on a slightly warped version of what we aspire to?
So let's look at some specific examples of Jehoshaphat's inconsistencies.
Okay.
One that stands out is his attempt to eradicate male shrine prostitution, a practice likely connected to the worship of Baal.
Right.
He was trying to get rid of something that was clearly at odds with his faith.
Yeah. It's fascinating how even a good king can find himself grappling with these kinds of issues. This wasn't just about cleaning up the streets.
Right.
This was a direct challenge to the prevailing, religious practices of the time.
Yeah.
Some of which had seeped into Judah from Ahab's kingdom.
Right.
It speaks to Jehoshaphat's desire to purify his nation.
Right.
But it also begs the question, How successful was he in truly uprooting these deeply ingrained practices?
And that leads us to another interesting episode, I think, in Jehoshaphat's reign.
Okay.
His attempt to build a trading fleet, much like King Solomon did.
Right.
It seems like he was trying to emulate a model of success, but it backfired. Spectacularly when the fleet was wrecked.
Hmm.
What do you think was going on there?
There are a few things to unpack here.
Okay.
On the surface, it seems like Jehoshaphat was striving for economic prosperity.
Right.
Maybe even trying to recapture some of the glory of Solomon's reign.
Right.
But if we look deeper, we see a king who might have been struggling with his own insecurities.
Okay.
Perhaps trying to prove himself, you know, worthy of his position.
It adds another layer to that idea of the misaligned bookshelf.
Right.
He's reaching for something, but maybe he's reaching in the wrong direction.
Precisely. And then to add another layer of complexity.
Oh, boy.
Ahaziah, Ahab's son, offers to help rebuild the fleet.
Oh, wow.
Remember, this is the son of the king who promoted the very practices that Jehoshaphat was trying to eradicate.
Yeah.
You can imagine the internal conflict he must have felt.
Oh, yeah. So what does Jehoshaphat do?
He refuses Ahaziah's help, which on the surface seems like a wise decision.
Right.
A refusal to compromise with a king known for his wickedness.
Right. Wait,
even in this seemingly righteous act,
there's
a hint of inconsistency.
Okay.
Dr. Oswald points out these subtle asides in the text
that
suggest Jehoshaphat wasn't fully committed to severing ties with Ahab's family.
Mm.
It's as if he was still holding on to some lingering loyalty,
despite
the clear differences in their beliefs and values.
It's a powerful reminder that even when we make what appear to be good choices, we can still be wrestling with these inner conflicts and compromises.
Right.
It makes you wonder, what compromises are we making in our own lives?
Mm-hmm.
Are we fully aligned with our values, or are we holding back in some areas?
It's a tough question to ask ourselves.
Yeah.
But it's an important one.
It is. It certainly is.
Think about the areas of your life
where
you might be compromising.
Okay.
Are you surrounding yourself with people who uphold the same values you do?
Right.
Are you making decisions that align with your beliefs, or are you allowing yourself to be swayed by, you know, external pressures or temptations?
Mm. It's almost as if the text is asking us to look beyond the surface and examine our own hearts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
These stories are not just about kings and kingdoms from long ago.
Right.
They're about the universal human experience of grappling with our own inconsistencies and striving for a deeper level of integrity.
So we've seen a dramatic death, a king struggling with his own inconsistencies.
Right.
And a subtle reminder about the dangers of compromise.
Right.
What's the big takeaway here? What do you think the author is trying to tell us through these stories?
I think one of the key messages is the importance of aligning our lives with what we believe to be true and right.
Okay.
Even when it's difficult or unpopular.
Right.
Both Ahab and Jehoshaphat, in their own ways,
strayed
from that path, and they face consequences as a result.
Right.
It's a powerful reminder that our choices have consequences.
Yeah.
And that aligning ourselves with our deepest values is ultimately the path to true fulfillment and peace.
It's a reminder that we're not just aimlessly wandering through life. Our actions have meaning and purpose.
Absolutely.
Right.
And as we delve deeper into the Book of Kings,
we'll
continue to see these themes play out in the lives of the kings and the people they ruled.
Right.
It's a journey of discovery.
Yeah.
Of learning from both the triumphs and the failures of those who came before us.
Right.
And hopefully it's a journey that will help us gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and the choices we make in our own lives.
It's crazy how these stories from, you know, thousands of years ago can still resonate with us today.
Yeah.
We might not be kings facing battlefield decisions.
Right.
But we all have those, you know, those inner conflicts and those moments where you have to choose between what's easy and what's right.
That's the power of the Bible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It transcends time and culture.
Uh-huh.
And it speaks to something really fundamental about the human experience.
Thinking back on Ahab, it's easy to see him as the villain, right?
Right.
Especially given all the negative things that we know about his reign. But that moment where he chooses to stay on the battlefield, even while fatally wounded, it kind of paints a different picture.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder, was there more to him than just like the label of wicked king?
It's a powerful example of how even those who are remembered for their negative actions can possess qualities that we admire.
Right.
Courage, leadership, a willingness to face death with defiance.
Yeah.
It reminds us that people are complex.
Yeah.
And the Bible doesn't shy away from portraying that complexity.
Right.
It's not about simplifying history into good guys and bad guys.
Right.
It's about presenting flawed individuals who made choices.
Right.
Both good and bad, that shaped the course of their lives and the lives of those around them.
And then there's Jehoshaphat, who seems to be striving for righteousness.
Right.
But just constantly stumbling along the way.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us can relate to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to live up to our ideals, but we fall short sometimes.
Absolutely. Jehoshaphat's story is a powerful reminder that even the most well-intentioned people can make mistakes.
Right.
Can be swayed by those external pressures.
Right. Yeah.
And find themselves compromising in ways they never intended.
Yeah.
It's not about being perfect.
Right.
It's about recognizing those moments of inconsistency,
mm-hmm.
learning from them, and continually striving
yeah.
to align our actions with our values.
So if we were to distill these stories down into like a key message,
right.
what would it be? What can we as listeners take away
yeah.
from the lives of Ahab and Jehoshaphat?
I think it boils down to this. Our choices matter.
Okay.
Every decision we make, big or small,
yeah.
shapes who we are and the legacy we leave behind.
Mm.
Ahab's choices, driven by ambition and a refusal to heed warnings,
right.
ultimately led to his downfall.
Right.
Jehoshaphat, despite his good intentions,
yeah.
made compromises that led him further from the path he was striving for.
Yeah.
These stories challenge us
mm-hmm.
to examine our own choices, to be mindful of the compromises we make,
yeah.
and to strive for a level of integrity that aligns with our deepest values.
It's a call to action, isn't it?
It is.
To look inward, examine our own motivations,
yeah.
and to make choices that reflect the kind of people we want to be.
Exactly. It's about taking ownership of our lives.
Yeah.
Recognizing that we have the power to choose.
Right.
And making those choices with intentionality
right.
and a commitment to what we believe is true and right.
It's been a fascinating journey exploring the reigns of Ahab and Jehoshaphat.
It has.
Their stories are full of intrigue and drama.
Right.
But they also offer, I think, really profound insights
yeah.
into the human condition, reminding us that the struggles of ancient kings
right.
are not so different from the challenges we face today.
And as you go about your week, I encourage you to reflect on these stories.
Okay.
What choices are you making? What compromises are you facing?
Mm.
And how can you strive to live with greater intentionality?
Right.
Aligning your actions with your values. The answers. Like the stories themselves are waiting to be discovered.
That's a great point.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.